This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 2 months ago. The name of the company is Ark Pacific Resources Corp. They trade up there in Toronto. If you're up there, look them up. They're on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol ACP. And if you're in the United States, you can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ACPRF. With us today is the CEO and director of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Adrian Smith. Adrian, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Before we get started with the Q&A, give my listeners, if you would, just a little bit of a backstory of who you guys are and what you do.
Sure, yeah. I took over Ark Pacific Resources about a year ago now, and we've been putting together some copper and gold-focused projects in Canada. Currently, our flagship project that we're exploring is in southern BC. It's called the LMSL project. It's just adjacent to Highland Valley, which is the largest copper mine in Canada, and it's on a nice mineralized trend coming down from the New Afton New Gold mine down through a new discovery that you might have been talking about recently as Tower Resources, through to our project, which covers a large section of the Nicola volcanics that have been intruded and have some nice mineralized showings on them, and it extends down to another recent discovery, which is the Kodiak Copper project, and then it extends down further to the Copper Mountain active open pit mine. So it's quite a good area. That's our main focus, and then we have some secondary assets, some secondary gold assets that we're looking at in Canada. Specifically, we're going to be hitting up our Blackstone project in BC as well, which is a nice gold project there.
So your main project right now is the Lucky Mike Silver lode. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And you guys are currently in British Columbia.
That's our main focus, yeah. It's close to home for us. We're based out of Vancouver. It's all road accessible. We can get our guys out into the project when the snow clears up here with just very minimal costs to get out there and start doing some groundwork. We plan to get some geophysics running here, and then we plan to be drilling by the end of the summer.
As you know, there's probably going to be 100 mining companies that come on my show here in 2022 for the years out. And that being said, what do you think the current opportunity is in Ark Pacific right now? I think your stock's trading around 4.5 to 5 cents American money. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, yeah, we're trading at bargain basement levels. This is kind of the lowest valuations that you can start out with to get involved in a company. And obviously, we're looking for that major discovery. So, significant appreciation event for the investors. And that's our main focus, is to make that discovery. And, I've been doing this for many years. I know the steps that we need to go through in order to achieve some results that will drive the interest and the excitement that gives that significant reward that investors are looking for.
In the geopolitical storm that we're in and moving forward, you have any thoughts of pricing and pricing points such as gold, silver, and copper, and where do we go from here?
Well, gold's a bit of a funny one. I think, there are many more knowledgeable people that can talk on that matter, but copper is one of those stable commodities that has the well sustained supply demand cycle that is just part of the driver towards a greener future. Like it's included in every major stimulus package with the government. We're looking at the federal government in Canada here bringing more stimulus into incentivizing the exploration and giving money back in tax credits to investors in Canada. So that's really going to help us leverage flow through financings at above market prices. So it really helps reduce the amount of dilution in the company. And that's just a good indication that, copper is in short supply and high demand, and that's really good for the long-term outlook on it.
You know, you recently put out a press release about teaming up with Gold Spot Discoveries, their consultants. That being said, are they helping you guys prepare for the upcoming field season, and what kind of capacity will they be fulfilling in your guys' team here, say, for the next two to three quarters?
Yeah, Gold Spot is kind of an interesting story. They put together a team of technical experts that have, you know, a large amount of experience in the mining industry, specifically looking at these copper gold targets. They've had some success with a company called Newfound Gold, out in Newfoundland in Canada, and they're managing that project, and they're utilizing their technology to help drive the discoveries that they're having there. And so they're applying similar techniques to our LMSL project right now. They've been working on it for several months, and they take all of the historic information. We input it into a database. The experts look through it and meticulously go through the data to make sure that it's clean and it's robust. And then they filter it into an artificial intelligent machine learning type program in order to pick out things that the human eye might not in as far as different levels of anomalies in your magnetics or your radiometrics, all these different geophysical surveys that you can then associate with these mineralized areas, and then predict where there's going to be additional mineralized areas, because a lot of the ground that we're exploring is under glacial cover in British Columbia, and it's really a new kind of leading edge tool to explore beneath this cover. So we have some areas that are mineralized, and we're going to be chasing those. And, we're hoping that we can follow those deeper and undercover and lead to, really some kind of exciting results. But then, on top of that, the kicker is that there's going to be areas that we're going to be testing that have never been looked at and never been known before, that are generated by this AI. And that's really what Gold Spot is helping us to achieve, is to bring those targets to the forefront of our exploration.
To my understanding, you guys have three projects. First project is the Rickert Gold Project, the Black Dome Project, and the LMSL. That being said, talk about exploration programs and maybe even potentially, or the potential to make new discoveries. Where are we at, and your thoughts on that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, like I said, our main focus this year is going to be on the LMSL target. That's kind of as a management team, we stepped back and we looked at our portfolio, and we looked at what's going to, going forward, what's going to give our investors the best chance to have that significant appreciation event. And that's, going to be based on the technical merits of the project. And, we looked at all of our projects, and the LMSL projects has the most significant amount of mineralization that's been sampled and is known. We were recently able to go out and actually add an additional land package to make our project, the LMSL project, bigger. We added about 75 million tons of historical resource on the project, an historical estimate of copper that's a part of a porphyry system. And these porphyry systems occur mainly in clusters. So when there's one in an area, there's often others in an area. And you see that a lot with the mine that's just adjacent to us, Highland Valley. It's actually a series of open pits. It's not a single pit, it's a series of pits. So on our project, which is just adjacent to it, we have a known porphyry system that we've now included. We've gone out and we've done an option on it. We've brought that into our land package. So what we're looking at is to drive the discovery of global resources on the project up to 300 to 500 million tons of copper in the ground, tons at 500 million tons at a copper grade of around 0.3 is kind of the idealized scenario where you can become economic. That's what, our ultimate plan and goal is to achieve that. And so by acquiring this one resource, we're already kind of progressing towards where we want to be. It's not a significant grade, but it hasn't been explored to depth. Often these things get, higher grades at depth in these porphyry systems as they telescope inwards. So, already basically a significant system on the project, which is just one of our many targets that we're going to be exploring. So, you know, we're hoping to have additional discoveries, really, you know, that significant appreciation event on the LMSL property outside of that area, but we will be exploring that area as well. And then the second project is the Black Dome. This is like totally opposite. You know, the Lucky Mike Silver Lode LMSL project has a significant amount of historic work. There's so much data to work with, which is why we brought Goldspot in, is to deal with all that data and help us, you know, proceed forward with on the best foot. Where the Black Dome project is our other project in BC, and it's really, you know, very green project. It's at a very early discovery stage where it's never been drilled. We did the first trenching last year. We got gold grades in our trenching. We're continuous across the entire lengths of both trenches that we did. We only did two trenches. It was a very limited program just to get out there and see what we had, and we were very pleased with the results. You know, every sample came back with elevated gold. The trenches were running, or I think one trench was 36 meters of a gram gold equivalent, and it's just silver-gold system, very high in the system. We know it's an epithermal system. It's got a very nice signature and a nice large footprint there, and it's exposed at surface, so we know it's not coming from somewhere else. It's actually an outcrop, and so setting up a drilling campaign there would, you know, in my mind, lead to a new discovery because, you know, it's sitting there at surface and it's never been tested, and you know, it's kind of got all the hallmarks of these nice, well-developed epithermal systems. So that's another, you know, kind of in the background, another exciting asset that we're going to be looking at this year as well.
Adrian, we got about 30 seconds left. I'm going to give you the last word. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
I just, you know, take a look at our company, take a look at our projects. I like to, you know, base the value of the company on the merit of the project, and you know, I think our project merits some significant value that you're not seeing in the market right now. So there, you know, there should be some appreciation just based on that alone. And then, you know, going forward, the excitement that we will be working on it, and you know, hoping to get some good results this year.
My guest today has been Adrian Smith. He is the CEO and director of Arc Pacific Resources Corp. Look him up. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ACPRF. And if you're up there in Toronto, look him up because they're on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol ACP. Adrian, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully you come back and become a regular and come back on the show every 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
Yeah, I'd love to. Thanks for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.